May we be a shining light to the nations, a shining light to the peoples of the earth, till the whole world sees the glory of your name. May your pure light shine through us.
A very good evening to you. I hope you had a blessed day. I want to thank you for listening to Hope for the Nations here on Good News Community Radio. Today we will be praying for Jamaica, which is in the Caribbean. Heather Dillon is from Jamaica and is currently serving in Cape Town. Heather will be sharing about her journey to South Africa and how God is using her to share the good news of Jesus Christ to the nations. A very warm welcome to you, Heather, and thank you for taking the time to share your story with us today.
So hi, good afternoon. I'm Heather Dillon and I'm from Jamaica. I'm from the north coast of Jamaica, Ocherius, one of the tourist areas in Jamaica. It's good to be in South Africa.
Heather, can you tell us what brought you to South Africa?
I came to South Africa 2020, shortly before lockdown, and I've been here since, working in Cape Town with the diaspora ministries.
Heather, can you tell us a little bit about your country?
Okay, Jamaica is considered to be one of the most beautiful islands in the Caribbean. We have a diverse group, set of people. Our motto is out of many one people, because we have basically all races there. So because of slavery and indentured slavery, Indians, Chinese, and all the other races are there, Jews and so. We are predominantly from African descent. And our culture is as diverse as its people, and it's influenced a lot by each culture. So our food is influenced highly by the Indians and African, and our music is very influenced by African, from our ancestors in Africa.
How did you become a Christian?
I grew up in a Christian family, and but when I became old, I'm an adult, I moved away from that. But I felt God was calling me, because my life started to feel purposeless. And so I started seeking to find purpose for my life, seeking to go to church and just read the Bible, and to ask God to lead me to a life that was fulfilling. And so really that's how I came to know God. Jamaica is considered to be a Christian country. So if you speak to almost anyone on the road, they will tell you that they are Christian, although they are not really following Christ's laws or rules, but they believe in God and they consider themselves to be Christian. Many of them don't even go to church anymore, but and there are a lot of churches. So our challenge in Jamaica is that We have a lot of denominations, and that's the divide with Christianity in Jamaica. So we have a lot of churches from different denominations. But predominantly the major denominations are Baptist, Methodist, what we call Pentecostals, and also Seventh-day Adventist. And I'll explain when I say Pentecostal. Pentecostals in Jamaica, we are those persons who say Jesus only. They see Jesus as the main divine God.
So can you tell me how your relationship with the Lord has been growing through the ministries that you've been doing?
For one, it has helped me to see the truth in Christianity, in that when you compare it to the other religions, you see how far from the truth they are. But for a Christian, once we are believing in Jesus and we believe in his resurrection and we serve him wholeheartedly, we can be assured that we would be going to heaven. So we have that hope. And that has helped me in growing closer to God, in seeking to live a life that is faithful to him and a life that bears his image, because I really do know that that is a true religion.
Can you share with us one or two stories about how you have seen God at work during your time in the fields?
Okay, one day while we were in one of the areas that we were working, when we came up on a lady that was laying down on like a makeshift bed, and we asked what was wrong with her. While they were putting up the tent, one of the poles fell and hit her in her head, and so she was there really in pain. So we asked them if we could pray for her, remind them that we are Christians and that we would pray in Jesus' name. And they allowed us to pray for her. And in praying for her, we could see how that has changed our relationship with the ladies, because they now see our love and our compassion for them, that we are not just trying to convert them to Christianity, but we are really trying to show them God's love. And that has really opened a lot of conversations for us and relationships for us with the ladies. And another way is that we are able to... We are invited into the homes of these women, and we are able to build relationship with their families, their children, and their husbands. And often we are able to share a meal with them, and on occasions we are also able to share the gospel with them. But we know that this is a long and hard road, and it's basically developing relationships in order to show them Christ.
How do you find the people in South Africa receiving you as a foreigner here and sharing God's love?
One of the first questions persons asked me was, why South Africa? I believe God has led me here, and I find them very receptive, and very a lot of them, which I was a little surprised about, know about Jamaica. And I guess it's because of the music and our culture, and the fact that we are good in athletics and so. So many persons know about Jamaica. I find them very receptive. Funny enough, many persons, when they see me, they think I'm Xhosa. And so they even speak to me in that language. So sometimes I just smile and pretend that I'm that. But when I speak, they realize that I'm not. So yeah, I've been really welcomed here.
What has been the thing that you really love about South Africa?
I love the beauty of the place. I love the friendliness of the people, the openness of the people. And I love your diverse ethnicity. I like the fact that I'm sitting in a restaurant and I can be hearing 3, 4, 5 languages. I don't have that in Jamaica because we speak only one language. So I like that. I like the Gatsby. In Cape Town is known for its Gatsby, so I like the Gatsby. And I like samosas.
Heather, how can we pray for Jamaica? What is the current situation like in Jamaica?
Okay, so Jamaica, like all countries in the world, has its problems with crime and violence, with unemployment, and with drugs. So I would like for persons to pray for Jamaica, that its government will seek to make the right decision, seek wisdom, God's wisdom, in the establishment of factories or areas that can provide employment for our young people, to encourage persons to go into areas of science and to branch out into a non-traditional areas, rather than for most people thinking that they can aspire towards making money through music or athletics, but to help our young people to truly gain and fulfill their potential. We also want to help to pray for the security of our borders, where we can stop the illegal importation of guns that seek to help in the escalation of crime in our country. And just for people to come back to the place where we were many years ago, where we truly were Christian. Persons tended to go to church and to strive to live a life that is worthy of God. That would be my main aim, my main prayer point for Jamaica, for us to pray against crime and violence, to pray against unemployment, and to pray for our young people.
How strong is the church in terms of missions?
Not very strong. So although we have a lot of churches, and although we have a lot of people going to church, people see mission outside of Jamaica as like for others rather than for themselves. And so even me becoming a missionary, leaving Jamaica, many people thought I was not doing the right thing, because we would seek to evangelize our own people rather than seek to leave. So even raising funds to come here was a struggle, because people don't see the necessity of having someone going elsewhere to do mission. They think we should be doing it at home.
Heather, how can we also pray for you? We thank you so much for coming to South Africa and, you know, working among our communities here. And also, we appreciate the wonderful work that you are doing here. How can we, as a community, pray for you? And how can we support you in your ministry?
Well, for continued prayer, for strength and for wisdom and discerning in doing the ministry that we are presently doing in Cape Town, for financial support as well. As I said before, not many people see the need to support financially because they are not seeing mission as one of their priorities. And also for just God's wisdom and discerning and to know the next step for my life as to where, because I leave Cape Town in April, as to where next, because I would still want to be able to do ministry, to do mission somewhere else, even not in South Africa, but another country. So for God's guidance and for my life.
Heather, would you mind leading us in prayer for Jamaica?
I will just want to, before I pray, to say that our anthem is a prayer. And it starts with, Eternal Father, bless our land. Guide us with thy mighty hand. Keep us free from evil powers and be our light through countless hours. So let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for Jamaica. We want to thank you for the many ways that you have blessed that country. We thank you for its people and for its diversity. We thank you, gracious God, that we are considered peaceful because each time when we have elections, for a number of years it has been where the transition has been seamless and smooth. And our politicians, gracious God, I pray that they will gain wisdom and knowledge and that they will earnestly seek you and that they won't just say that they are Christians in word or nominally, but they will seek to surrender their lives totally to God, that they will seek to make the right decisions for our country. I pray, Father, for all leaders, both political, economic, social, religious leaders, that they will seek to turn to you wholeheartedly, God, and that they will seek to make decisions and seek to lead our people into your path of righteousness. I pray, Father, for our young people, that they will be able to find you, that through adults, Father, the teachers that are with them, that their parents and the communities that they live in, that they will seek to be guiding our young people into a path of moral dignity and moral righteousness, and where we strive, God, to help our young people to live lives of purpose rather than seeking to be fulfilling their natural lust of the flesh. Father, I pray for our economy, that we will continue to grow economically, that our agriculture and all our areas that we have, tourism, agriculture, mining, will be able to exceed financially, that we will be able to supply the needs of our people. And I pray that your will, O God, will be done in Jamaica, as it is in heaven, will be done there, so that we can become a people fulfilling the purpose for which we are created. I thank you for the country and for all that you have done. And I give you honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Heather, what verse is it that you would like to leave with our listeners? And how would you encourage them to pray for the nations? Because every week we pray for a different country. And we pray for God to send out workers into the fields because we know the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few. How would you encourage our listeners to get involved in the Great Commission?
Yeah, I would like to use 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will heal their land. I think we need to first confess of our sins, that we have strayed away from God and we have become more materialistic in this world, that we seek first the world rather than seeking God. And so I would pray that even those persons who consider themselves Christians, to seek God's kingdom first, to repent of our sins and turn from seeking the world and look to God. And I know once we do that and earnestly pray to God, God will reveal himself in this world. And so I would ask that each of us, first of all, seek God. And the Bible says that the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are attentive to their prayer. And so once we pray, God will respond. So that's my request, that we seek first God's kingdom and humble ourselves and allow God to work in and through us for the transformation of the world.
Thank you so much, Heather, for your time, and may God continue to bless you and your ministry as we continue to pray for Jamaica.
Father, I thank you and I praise you for the beautiful island of Jamaica. Father, this island has been called by so many people paradise on earth. And we know that you have wonderfully and fearfully made every Jamaican. Father, I thank you for the vegetation. We thank you for the beautiful sea. We thank you for everything that you have made in this wonderful country. Father, we thank you and we praise you for having raised so many missionaries who have come and preached the gospel. Father, we praise you for all the church that are worshiping and praising the true living God. Father, I thank you for your spirit that dwells into the hearts of those who fear you. Bring revival in the church. The youth has been going astray, has been influenced by the moral of the Western culture. Father, we pray that your word be the only weapon that they use, be the only thing that influences the heart of every Jamaican. Father, we are also praying for those who are in the countryside, those who have yet to know the name of Jesus Christ, that Father, you may find a way to bring the message to them. Father, we thank you and we praise you for what you have done, for what you will do in the heart of every Jamaican. We are also praying that you raise more missionaries to go on this countryside, for them to preach the gospel to those who have been led astray. Father, may you reign in this beautiful island. As they brag about the country, O Lord, I pray that their boast may be made in you. Father, we're praying also for political leaders. Father, we pray that they may lead the way that you would desire them to lead, not to fall into the personal greed. But Lord, they may lead this country according to your ways. Father, we lift up the island of Jamaica to your hands. We ask that you prevail, that you reign in the heart of every Jamaican. We ask that your will be done in Jamaica as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, we pray.
God is good all the time, and we see God is constantly at work transforming lives. People are going from South Africa to the nations, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to the nations. And we also see people coming to South Africa, serving among our communities and bringing hope to our nation. My name is Anusha Mudley. If you want to know more about how you too can be a part of God's plans for the nations and find true purpose and meaning for your life in helping people find eternal life through Christ Jesus, contact me and get involved in missions. We want the world to know about the love of God for all nations through what Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross. My number is 067-935-0956, or you can email me anusha.mudli@om.org for more information. I want to read Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fail. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." Amen. May God bless you and have a beautiful week.
May we be a shining light to the nations, a shining light to the peoples of the earth, till the whole world sees the glory of your name. May your pure light shine through us.